In the late 1800s, the original Phoenix area consisted of 320 acres of land. Today, that area is from Van Buren Street to Harrison Street and from 7th Street to 7th Avenue. Did you know the north-south streets were not always numbered?
The city is platted in 1870, and it grows kind of slowly over the next two decades. 1,700 people by 1880 and a little over 3,000 by 1890.
Philip Vandermeer is an ASU history professor. As we stand on the corner of 2nd and Adams Streets, he explains how this downtown area looked back then.
There was a mixture of Anglo immigrants, European immigrants, and immigrants from Mexico. And it was about 50% Hispanic up to 1880. But after that time, the promoters thought that they really wanted to tout this as an American city. And so they really looked to encourage more Anglo immigration.
And to do that, Vandermeer says, the townspeople thought they needed to modernize the area. New structures were built, influenced by neoclassical and Victorian architectural styles. The locals, he says, also decided to modernize the street names. Like many cities across the country, Phoenix named some of its streets after early presidents, Washington, Adams, Jefferson. Those streets run east-west. Up until the 1890s, the small town's north-south streets were named after Native American tribes. Starting from 7th Avenue and going east to 7th Street, the names were
Yavapai, Hulapai, Kokopai, Yuma, Papago, Mojave, Cortez, Montezuma, Maricopa, Pima, Pinal, Arabapai, and Tonto and Apache.
Vandermeer says Central Avenue didn't change much. It was originally Center. He says there were a lot of debates over the name changes at the time. Many said changing them was a way of removing the past and not honoring the pioneers.
The proponents said that this was modern and it would make delivery of mail easier. Putting numbers seemed in a simple stroke to be creating a more modern image for the city.
Since then, Phoenix north-south streets have been numbered. As a matter of fact, they continue west, with street numbers going as far as 595th Avenue. Going east, the numbering system stops at around 230th Street. For KJZZ News, I'm Nadine Arroyo Rodriguez.